Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast with special guest Mike Ganson from Ganson Construction talking about construction challenges.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate, and today joining me is Mike Ganson of Ganson Construction. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Marcia.
Well, I have some questions for you. I need more houses to sell, and you're the guy that builds them, so we got to talk. Let's talk first about what the challenges that I've seen, and that is a marketplace where we're 55% down in available homes to sell. The inventory is down and we're up 15% in number of sales. How long can this last before we get to zero? It's just crazy market.
It is crazy, Marcia. And of course, you would speak more to the real estate side, but the building side kind of goes hand in hand with that, I think.
Yeah, well, I was reading some national statistics. It sounds like it's going on all over the country. There is not an increase in the supply that we'd hope to hear from the builder side.
Well, from a builder's standpoint, there's a lot of uncertainty still in the market. And, you know, with what's going on as far as the COVID thing basically shut things down for almost 9 months. So what we're struggling with now is shortages in things like windows, insulation, wire, lumber, cultured stone, appliances, drywall, paint, all of those things. So, you know, you ask a world to shut down for 9 months and keep building at the same
time. That's what I was going to say. You didn't take days off, did you?
No, we didn't. So that's why we're running into a lot of shortages with product right now.
So the manufacturing shut down, but the builders did not because you're essential workers. You continued to build and then the increase in prices followed, right?
They did. You know, that's a supply and demand thing along with, the inflationary factor that's starting to kick in now, and the regulatory environment the builders have to deal with just trying to get building permits, especially on the development side. You know, we're working with someone that is doing a 9-lot subdivision, and it took 3 years to get that through the city of Eugene.
Well, they must have had a lot of protests or something, right?
You know, it's funny. There were no opposition to that project.
So you had 3 years out to get it approved to start moving dirt?
That's correct. It should have probably taken about a year, but it did. It took 3 years. They are moving dirt now. But during that time, over the last couple of years, the cost of construction's gone up about $50,000 per 2,000 square foot home.
So it's a puzzle. Let's talk about what the challenges are that we can make a difference with next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.